B'tachon for Life, Shir 1386, Monday, Parshas Miketz. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Parnosa, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them Parnosa B'Revach Lo'irich Yom Tovim. We are explaining that Tikva is rooted in an understanding that the Ribbono Shel Olam has an endless ability. If we understand that, and we try to internalize that, and it's important to internalize it because the Yetzirah is going to make you forget it, and therefore we need reminders now and then. You know, the Paiskim say when a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, he should daven in a room that has windows, that he should be able to look up at the sky and feel Yiras Shemayim. Because the Yetzirah wants to make us forget Yiras Shemayim. We get so caught up in what's going on. We forget about the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he doesn't always demonstrate it. And it's good to study the Nifloyis HaBayre and realize the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we constantly discuss in the Wonders for Life Shir, when a person trains himself to realize the Nifloyis that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, the power, the brilliance that goes into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, it helps you feel B'tachon. It helps you feel the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first step of Machse is a solid foundation of Tikva, which is built, number one, on an understanding and on a feeling that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Kol Yochel, which means he can do anything. Anything, literally. He is the most powerful force that you know. Even if you don't see it, he is still the most powerful force that you know. And anything that you see around you is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. That's what we discussed last week. There are two aspects that you have to internalize. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless abilities. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant activities. These are two vital points to be able to internalize Tikva and Machse. To understand that every situation that you see playing out in front of you is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to happen. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. Anything that happens is an action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu levadoi osa oise v'yase l'chol ha'masim. The Ribbono Shel Olam alone, without any help, whether it's a Baal Bechira, or whoever else seems to be influencing the Ribbono Shel Olam's activities, it's a fallacy. The Ribbono Shel Olam does it on his own. Every activity, anything that takes place, is done by the Ribbono Shel Olam. He uses various gloves, he uses various puppets. But everything is a puppet. Everything is a glove on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. This is foundational to internalize Machse. We'll Be'ezer Hashem continue.